70 million years ago, Albertosaurus was the most fearsome hunter in North America. It was one of the few dinosaurs that would take on the horned Arctic dinosaur. This herd of Pachyrhinosaurus had eaten many days' worth of food to prepare for their migration. This would have slowed them down and made them sluggish.
Although Pachyrhinosaurus doesn't have the same massive size and weaponry as the other members of the Ceratopsian family, they're still pretty powerful and dangerous dinosaurs. That horn can cause some fatal wounds, and the fact that they lived in herds makes them that much more dangerous. So these Albertosaurus have got to be very careful.
Albertosaurus fed on horned dinosaurs, duck-billed dinosaurs, and even the armored Ankylosaurus. They were fearless.
The behavior and hunting methods of dinosaurs like Albertosaurus were no different than those of larger predators today. Lions are a perfect example of how they'll seek out members of the herd and target the weakest for attack. These Albertosaurus know that a weak member of the herd is less likely to put up a vigorous defense, and so their chances of being injured are reduced.
Unlike many dinosaurs, the Albertosaurus wanted to chase its prey. This tired the victim and made it easier to kill.
Alerted to their presence, the Pachyrhinosaurus take up a defensive stand and begin to scan the forest for their unseen attacker. Realizing that the herd is aware of them, the Albertosaurus leave their hiding positions and move in towards the awaiting Pachyrhinosaurus.
Pachyrhinosaurus had eyes on the side of its head. Its depth perception was poor.
If they can cause the herd to stampede, they know it'll expose the weakest member. Even though these dinosaurs could stand their ground against these Albertosaurus, the Pachyrhinosaurus are hardwired to flee at the first signs of danger. By turning and running away, it exposes the weakest member. It ensures the health and well-being of the rest of the herd. This is nature's way of weeding out the sick, old, and injured.